I'm Adore Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And Martti Ahtisaari, the former president of Finland, received the Nobel Peace Prize today for his efforts to build a lasting peace from Africa and Asia to Europe and the Middle East, particularly for his work to forge a compromise settlement on Kosovo. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said it honored Ahtisaari for important efforts over more than three decades to resolve international conflicts. And joining us now is Aira Vahaskari, who is the English language anchor for the Finnish National News Service, YLE. Aira, this is a moment of pride for the people of Finland.
No, absolutely. It's the first time that a Finn has won the Peace Prize. And to be fair, it's something that had been expected in previous times. He's been sort of rumored to be shortlisted at least twice before. And so now it came.
And, you know, I'm surprised to hear that because Helsinki and Finland is so associated with a sort of world government, world peace movement in some sense. And, you know, the Helsinki Accords, all of that. It surprises me that someone from Finland hasn't won before.
Yeah. Well, I think that we'd be getting into a lot of sort of regional history here, but I think Finlandization under the shadow of the Soviet Union had a lot to do with it. In recent history, there's still been a very sort of careful, a desire to be seen, to be behind the scenes and off the radar, doing behind the scenes negotiations. And it's been other kind of high profile people that have, if you think about the three people who won the Peace Prize for the Middle East Peace Conference, Yasser Arafat among them. So that was a very high-profile thing, and the Finns tend to be very low-key about what they're doing.
Well, that's very interesting. So President Ahtisaari is really someone who steps out of the traditional role of being behind the scenes and takes on a profile that it could conceivably be controversial to some Finns.
Well, I don't really think he has stepped out. He's from behind the scenes. His whole personality and the way he does negotiation has just become very popular with very contentious issues because he's kind of a rock and he has unlimited perseverance and he will sit at a negotiating table until something happens and he doesn't have a temper, he doesn't get excited about anything, and he will just sit there and wear them down until they agree to something.
Wow. What was his role in the Dayton Peace Accords?
I'm sorry?
What was his role in the Dayton Peace Accords, which brought peace to the Balkans and particularly the Kosovo situation?
Well, he had a lot of sort of unofficial roles. He was U.S. Special Envoy at one point, and he was also chairman of the Negotiating Peace Committee for Bosnia-Herzegovina at one point, and he also... You know, he led talks on Kosovo independence, and after talking with Serbia and Kosovo and trying to reach some kind of deal that would make both happy, he did come out with a very controversial recommendation and took to the UN to say, you know, we need to support Kosovo independence now. And of course, that failed in the Security Council.
Well, you make a really interesting point that around the world, because of the style of Finnish diplomacy, people are going, who is this again? But people in Finland, of course, are going, it's about time. That's an interesting contrast. Aira Vahaskari is the anchor for the Finnish National News Service. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
On a moment of pride for all Finns, Martti Ahtisaari has received the Nobel Peace Prize today for his efforts to build a lasting peace from Africa and Asia to Europe and the Middle East.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.